Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones on the ground at the FEMA camp in Montana right now in the small, economically depressed town of Hardin, one of the poorest counties in the world. I'm sorry, in the country. He's going to be checking in at about 15 after. We're going to go back to your calls in just a moment, but I want to thank some of the sponsors, again, that make this show possible. And we are on the cutting edge, folks. USA Today picking up our stories. The Boston Herald picking up our stories. It's because of you, the listeners, that we are reaching a wide variety of people, not only throughout the country, but throughout the world, exposing the fact that we are sliding very, very rapidly into a hot police state, a visual police state, one where we will see mercenaries and military on the street regularly. That's not freedom. That's not the Constitution and Bill of Rights. All right, let's thank ecolablue.com. That's ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com. You can call them at 1-800-691-6043. If you're looking for a machine that will pull the water out of the air, making up to 7.5 gallons of good, clean drinking water, it uses reverse osmosis and carbon filtration techniques, ensuring that you know exactly what you're drinking. No chemicals, pollutants, or fluoride. It's unbelievable. It tastes delicious. EcolaBlue.com, 1-800-691-6043. And if you want to learn how to use a firearm, we cannot recommend Front Sight enough. That's FrontSight.com, FrontSight.com. I mean, these guys will teach you how to handle a firearm. You get a free weapon with a week's, I believe it's the week-long program of training. Go to FrontSight.com right now and check it out. Let's go to a couple callers before the break. Linda in California. Linda, you're on the line. Yes, ma'am. Okay, Shelley in Texas.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I'm kind of nervous. I've been waiting for a while. I've recently watched the videos and what you guys were talking about just a moment ago about the about in Hardin, Montana. One question that I have is I've heard only briefly something in regards to taking kids away from their parents, something having to do with the vaccination. Do you have any further information on that? Because that's pretty much all that I heard.
Well, they're saying that the article I just read out of Abilene, Texas, they're saying it's mandatory. They're saying that, yes, it will be an excused absence at first, but it may not last that long. And if they have 10 unexcused absences, then they're truant and they'll have to repeat the grade. And, of course, they've used truancy before to bring CPS in and say, oh, we need to come into your home or, oh, we need to take your children. So you have to be very careful. But at the same time, I'd rather battle CPS than battle autism from my child taking this or some kind of a heart condition or Guillain-Barré or them losing motion in their legs or arms. So you know what? No matter what, do not allow your child to take this shot. Look at this media hype for this girl who died 2 hours. She dies 2 hours after she takes the shot for cervical cancer, aka HPV. And now what is the mainstream media saying? Oh, she didn't die from the injection. She had a tumor in her chest. As if that tumor was so fast acting that she died within the 2 hours she took this cervical cancer shot. It's unbelievable. It's unconscionable. And remember, they're pushing this on young children. They're pushing it on the parents and they're pushing it on pregnant women. Meanwhile, health workers in Albany, New York gathered in front of the Capitol to say, you know what? We don't want formaldehyde. We don't want squalene. We don't want thimerosal with mercury in it. These are poisons. We should not be forcibly injected with poison. So don't do this to your child. No matter what, we have to stand up. We're going to see a huge push for this quote-unquote H1N1 vaccine as it becomes readily available this week. And they say all military personnel, including National Guard and Department of Defense employees, must take it. totally against the Constitution, totally against the Bill of Rights. We must stand up. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Berman sitting in. Back after these messages, InfoWars.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are back live. It's The Alex Jones Show, streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, USA Today and the Boston Herald, as well as the Associated Press, have picked up on the story. We now go live to Alex Jones on the ground in Hardin, Montana. Alex?
Okay, we just got a tour from Becky Shea, the former Billings Gazette reporter that's now the PR spokesperson for this facility for American Police Force. She admitted that it'll be a foreign paramilitary mercenary training facility. She admitted that it's going to be a detention facility. I saw some other things inside that I'll talk about in the last hour today once I'm out of here. I'll just leave it at that, to say the least. But the point is this is just off the charts. They're now doing massive damage control. They're about to give us a tour of the outside of the facility. I just got a tour of only one wing of this gigantic $27 million facility. They would not let us into most of the areas. Just while I was in some of the offices, I saw blueprints, I saw documents. I'm just going to leave it at that. But this story is definitely the mother lode. This is definitely a black site slash ghost site in the United States. They plan to have this be a ghost site, but locals blew the whistle. They were definitely going to try to become the police through the Two Rivers Authority, basically taking over the town of Hardin. This individual is tied in with high-powered Serb operatives. His dad is some type of high-ranking Serb, Chatar, but he won't give anybody else his name. Then you have this Hilton character. Again, that's a fake name. He's Serbian. There are German troops here, German paramilitaries, British paramilitaries. back from us, deeper in the facility. There are troops here right now at this facility. By that, I mean paramilitary forces. We are inside the concertina wire, literally locked into the prison right now before she comes back out. And we're going to get in the car with her and get a tour. She is very nice. She just got hired as the PR person, and I think is pretty freaked out right now that all of this is happening because of their, you know, just incredible secrecy. We have had three different carloads, now a fourth and fifth pulling up of listeners. People are giving us thumbs up around town. We have a huge listenership here. So this is just amazing. But again, Becky has been extremely, extremely helpful. She's talking to some of the other folks. Hey, folks, you listeners? Hey. Hey, nice to meet you. What's your name?
Mike Keller.
Mike, nice to meet you. Ma'am, what's your name?
Tony Byer.
Hey, Tony, nice to meet you. Boy, more and more listeners are arriving here. Had a lot of locals driving by giving us thumbs up. Where Becky has been extremely helpful, not shadowy like the other folks that have been running the facility. She took over as PR last Friday. She admitted that it was only disclosed to her then that he's a 14-time felon. But again, this is one of the most dangerous missions we've ever been on, ladies and gentlemen. This is definitely a black site, ghost site they were planning to go live with. I have seen incontrovertible proof while inside the facility. And as you're saying, USA Today, AP, others are picking this up. Here's the deal. I want you to go to Steve Quayle, bring him up, and then we're going to leave this phone live as all these listeners are arriving. As we get through them in her car and get a live tour, then Jaron will be fading live to her giving us a tour of the facility. Just whenever you want, Jaron, whenever you think something's important, just fade it up. And we'll be getting Steve Quayle's quick take on this. He's also talked to Becky Shea, the spokesman here. There's more TV media now arriving. I told everybody this was a key report. Hey, Becky, I'm sorry to interrupt. Are we still going to get that tour? Okay, we're going to come right back, guys. Or they can follow along if they want.
We did the tour on Saturday.
Oh, you've already done the tour. You've done the tour. Okay, we got a lot of media here. There was CBS News here earlier. Yes, I'm going to be back in 10 minutes. How long will this tour take? 10 minutes? Yeah, we're going to be back in 10. Okay, Burmese, is that all? Let me get here.
Yes, absolutely, Alex. I'd just like to also point out that one of our listeners did call in and contact Blackwater from Canada, where he asked if there were any operations going on with Blackwater in Canada. He said no, but we are beginning operations in Montana. Yet more confirmation.
Hold on, Burmese. We got Steve Quayle. Becky, tell us we're about to have the tour.
We're going to take the tour. We're going to go around the back of the facility, and I'm going to point out some landmarks to him.
Okay, thank you. Let's go ahead.
Thanks for letting me visit with you today.
He's very nice. Let's go ahead and bring Steve up right now. Steve, give us your take on the situation.
Well, the situation, Alex, is as the press has broken on the past background of Hilton, and then obviously Paul Watson writing on the tie-in with Blackwater. I just got off the phone with someone up in the Flathead Valley who's talking. Now, this is all relevant to what you're doing down there, the presence of Blackwater training foreign military up in the Canadian border area between Flathead, the Flathead Valley, and up to Eureka, Montana, etc. So the point is that given the nature of, and by the way, I talked to Becky Shea yesterday too, the lady you're talking to on the phone, and my film crew that I had sent down there was down there yesterday. But obviously the situation that I think everyone's got to understand is you follow the money trail. It is my contention that we're seeing front men who are put out there that are willing to take the heat to hide the real ownership and the real purpose. You need to ask Becky what the 10 to 16,000 acres is going to be used for.
She told us, Steve. She says that they are getting additional acres for an international paramilitary training facility.
Well, and again, ask her then who the international paramilitary is going to be trained for. Because, Alex, as you and I are on the radio right now, I'm getting people that are listening in to us saying that they're observing. And you flew into Billings. Did you fly into Billings?
Yes, we've had locals tell us and callers to the show that they've seen Black Humvees, Black Hawk helicopters, men training in the hills.
And in the area that you are at, the thing that I think is really important for all the listeners is to realize that reservations have different rules and regulations, which allows a lot of foreign corporations and foreign military.
Yes, it's just like Guantanamo. That's why they moved it there, because it's a no-man's land. Steve, I'm here getting a tour from Becky right now. I want to keep you for, I know we said we only have you for 20 minutes. You're very busy. I'm going to be leaving in about 10 minutes. Can you give us a full report at the bottom of the hour since we're getting the tour right now?
Sure. And, Alex, are you going to possibly Well, call me off air because I would.
Yes,
like to
I meant
get
to call you this morning, but things started moving so
right.
fast. We are in one of the police vehicles that had the Hardin police.
You're in my company.
Yes. We're in the company car that did have the decals on it saying Hardin. Correct.
That is absolutely correct.
Yes. I am in one of the black Mercedes-Benz SUVs inside the detention center. Right now. So Steve, we're going to fade you down for just a few minutes and come right back to you because we really want your analysis. I'm going to be using the phone as a microphone so she can give us a live report. Becky, where are we right now?
We are on the eastern side of Two Rivers Detention Facility. This is land that is owned by the Port Authority here, the City of Hardin. The facility and the land are owned by the City of Hardin. And I'm going to point out the boundaries of our land, where the boundaries are to our good neighbors, the Crow Indian Nation, and where we intend to do some construction on this property.
Okay, and this facility is, now where here in this big field on the back end of the Constantino wire, where here, is this where they're planning to build the International Military Training Facility?
No, sir, and I want to make clear to, hopefully I'm live, I want to make clear to everyone that the training facility is also for, you know, domestic. So you listeners out there, if you got a police department, hometown group that needs some good quality training, we're going to be available to offer it to them, too.
Sure, and what about Blackwater connections? We've been hearing a lot about that in the company and in several places as brag that they have Blackwater connections.
I've heard so many names that it's just absolutely phenomenal to me. We're not disclosing the name of our parent company, and that's it. We're not disclosing the name of our parent company. We stand alone.
Oh, there's a parent company.
Well,
there is a parent company of American Police Force.
There is an umbrella company. American Police Force stands alone as a corporation, and we are American Police Force. We are who we are.
But if it's a secretive group owned by a secret group and it's headed by a 14-time felon and then they were putting police decals on their vehicles the first few days, I mean, don't people have a right to be a little bit concerned about this, Becky?
I think people have a right to whatever feeling they want. And I hope that, Alex, I've entrusted you and your crew. We've talked for, an hour?
Yes, you were very nice. I think you're a very nice, genuine,
let me finish. I think we've talked for about an hour. You've got the context, and I'm trusting you to explain to your audiences that, you know, this is my company car, and I'm and just share with them all the information I've shared with you.
But Becky, there are newscasts where the locals and the people at American Police Force were saying they wanted this to be Guantanamo Bay West. That was on CNN.
That was not American Police Force, and I'd ask you to go back and recheck your sources. That was too
ridiculous. So they've not been requesting to have this as a facility to hold detainees?
No, sir, and please, everyone listen carefully. Two Rivers Detention Facility will not hold Guantanamo Bay nor other multinational offenders. We're a minimum and medium.
Why did I see documents on the wall, blueprints, saying foreign alien detention facility?
That's the former leasee who was here. You also saw documents on the wall that said civigenic surplus. When CEC pulled out of this facility, they left everything from letterhead to two-year-old packages of mustard in my desk, Alex. Those people walked.
Okay, we're going to skip this break, okay? Is that clear? We have time to skip the break? Genesis? Correct?
Yes, sir.
Are we live?
Yes.
Okay, we're skipping this break right now. Steve Quayle, we're going to go back to Becky here in just a moment. I'm going to hand the phone to her, Steve, for any questions you've got for Becky, the spokesperson for American Police Force here in Hardin at the detention facility. We are on the property right now. Here is Becky. You wanted to talk to Steve Quayle. Becky, here you are live on the radio.
Unfortunately,
hey, Steve.
Stephen Quayle has dropped.
Steve Quayle dropped on us. Would one of you gentlemen get out and tell the fine Hardin citizens behind me that we're going to talk to them? We're going to get out of the car and talk to them real soon? I don't care which one of you does it. But
okay, I thought Steve was going to hold.
Okay.
We'll call him back in 10 minutes. You know what, Becky? I want you to be able to make whatever statement you want then as you give us a turn. You got the phone.
All right.
You're live.
I apologize because I'm going to get out in the lovely eastern Montana wind, and so you might hear some of that in the background. Two Rivers Detention Facility was built and is owned by Two Rivers Authority, which is the port authority that was created under Montana law as the economic development wing of the city of Hardin. This facility is built for, accredited for, and has the authority for, and will only hold minimum and medium security offenders. And those, under the authorities, how we're allowed to operate. offenders can only come from local, state, and federal jurisdictions. So that might be another county in Montana. That might be the state, dear listener, that you're sitting in right now. If they need to make that connection, then we can make that connection. But right now we're trying to open a 100,000 square foot detention facility that's been shuttered for 2 years. Now, when we kind of cut out there, Alex was saying to me he saw some documents in the building. My explanation for that was the former contractee that was going to operate this facility had some plans. When they walked away from Hardin, they dropped everything and they walked away. They left everything from mustard packets and plastic spoons and crumbs and desk drawers to the documents that Alex was referring to letterhead. So right now, as we come in, we're doing a couple things. We're cleaning this place head to toe, and we're making sure that it's ready for whoever comes in and contracts to take care, to hold offenders here. And I want to make it clear that that's always going to be local control. It's always going to be the people of Hardin who have the final say on what offenders are held here, and they will be only minimum and medium security offenders. And now I'm going to give this phone back to Alex, who's been visiting with my neighbors here in Hardin, and we're going to give the nickel tour. But I'm going to give the phone back to you, Alex, so that I can accommodate my other guests, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm the spokesperson for American Police. Yes.
Alex, I just want to point out that our intel is pointing to the parent company being called DPS. That's what a story we're developing right now at the moment.
DPN?
DPS. DPS.
DPS.
DPS, sir.
Okay, it's very hard to hear you in this wind. Say it slowly.
DPS, and there are links on the forum and a story.
Is that D as in donkey?
Yes, yes. DPS, sir.
So it's like the Department of Public Safety in Texas, DPS.
Yes, yes.
Becky, is the parent company DPS?
We are not releasing the name of the parent company. APF is the one. APF is the corporation, the publicly filed corporation.
This is Michelle. This week. Burmis, listen, I wanted Quayle to be able to ask her questions. That's why I got him on. Is he coming back at the bottom of the hour?
I believe so. Jaron's saying yes.
Okay, well, I wanted to have him stay on hold so he could comment. But I just want to point out, he was right about this last week. He was the one saying that was the felon. Even before that was anywhere, he was the one. And that's the thing about Steve. You know, sometimes it sounds wild, but in my case, it just always turns out to be true when it's political. I mean, this is wild, Berman.
And let me say this, Alex. You know, the headline over at USA Today in the first paragraph, let me read it for listeners. A secretive California outfit called American Police Force is taking over a two-year-old never-used prison in Hardin, Montana that was briefly considered as a possible spot for Guantanamo prisoners. So that is in the first paragraph of USA Today. We are checking our sources here. It's right in front of me. And again, I think that they're using this Guantanamo prisoners excuse to say, yes, this will be a training facility for foreign troops and mercenary operations.
That gives them an excuse. It was going to be Guantanamo West. And I want to be clear. You know, we've been reporting this since Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and now Wednesday and Thursday. Into Thursday, and people were in denial. They said it was fake when we broke the MIAC report. They said it was fake when we broke the DHS report. They said it was fake when we broke that we were under level 6 in April. 2 months later, it was admitted mainstream news. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't make stuff up. This is real. This is a ghost site / black site that we have on. This is a FEMA center they want to hold. She was telling me I saw blueprints all over the place, scanning them quickly. And I was walking through the facility, and she'd say, oh, don't tape that, or don't show that, where it was saying alien detention, troop barracks, processing facility. She admitted they're going to do training to process people and to go out and set up checkpoints with CAT scan scanners, is the way she calls them, scan people's goods. So this is a huge processing center. I don't think she even knows everything. She seems pretty freaked out. She gets hired and finds out all this, and all the Serbs and the Germans and the Brits have all fled. But I was pretty smart. We went and interviewed bed and breakfasts because hardly any hotels here. So we went to the one hotel, the one Motel 8, two of those. We went to three different bed and breakfasts. At two of the places, they said, oh, absolutely, Germans, Czechs, Brits, a lot of Serbs, really hardcore-looking people, won't pay in cash, act really suspicious. They've been here for a year. I mean, this is insane what we're dealing with up here. And they're just trying to act like it's all fine. We're not going to tell you our parent company. Everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. I mean, this is bizarro land. And then they tried to start patrolling the town with their vehicles. That blew up in their face. This is insane.
Well, you know, another question I would ask her is if those documents indeed are contracted by a different entity that is no longer involved, what entity is that? Surely she can tell you who that is. If she can't disclose, she won't disclose who these, who the people who were going to make this Guantanamo West were, even though those documents were up everywhere, and she's saying that they left these documents at quote-unquote mustard packets. She won't say what company that is. Why protect a company that's no longer involved in this detention center, Alex?
Well, I think we're going to find it's AFC. I think we're going to find it's the
This is just so incredible and so fast-moving. Again, within the past couple hours, the Associated Press...
You want the real deal. Here we are at a real live FEMA camp where they've announced that's what they wanted for, totally secretive, with foreign mercs running it, admitting they want to expand it at a 15,000 other acre facility they want to build. There's a British architect here in town designing it. This is the real deal, okay? This is a real live ghost site FEMA camp in the making, on a silver platter for everyone. This is the shadow government system. As all the old intel people told us decades ago, they said they will be run by foreign mercs. Everything the old militia guy said is absolutely true because they were all in the military. They were all in intelligence. They were all in Africa and Asia and Latin America and the Middle East and saw how it was done there. And that is exactly what's being set up. They target this town because it's so poor so they can take it over. They have this Two Rivers Authority muscling around. The former director of this place, his wife's running for mayor. I mean, this is serious. And it is dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that right now. Because they do have operators and people following us. We've been getting followed by white sedans. When we try to go and videotape them, they speed off. So this is serious business here in Hardin, Montana.
And Steve Quayle going to come up in the bottom of the hour. He'd like to break some news with you, Alex, so hopefully you'll be able to join us in another 20 or 25 minutes. It is incredible. Once again, we have somebody who is a convicted felon, who has over a dozen aliases, who has over a dozen felony convictions, who is a million plus in the hole from civil suits he's lost, a person who has presented himself as an arts dealer, a person who has presented himself as a car salesman, as an entrepreneur, as a restaurant owner, and a foreign merc. It blows my mind, Alex.
And this is who the New World Order uses. This is the shady criminals, 14-time felons they use as cutout fronts. The New World Order is a criminal rogue government operation to rape the hell out of the American people, the people of the planet. If they greased 1,300,000 Iraqis, they'll do it here too, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they staged the terror. That's why they do all of this. That's what this country's run by. It's criminals looting the hell out of us.
And it continues and continues and continues. And again, this facility started in 2007 under the Bush administration. They waited for the Obama administration to come in as the economy is gutted.
Obama
now they're
is
saying,
looking at Montana, two different facilities. This one, this one.
Yes, and they're integrating
and
again.
I am at a triple confirmed Merck-run facility where they're going to build a giant induction center to search everybody as you go into it. You don't search and CAT scan luggage of prisoners. She admitted they're doing airport-style training, and they're going to train police, you name it, foreign mercs, militaries, everything here.
Just unbelievable.
She said it's a one-stop shop.
And I'm sure it will be confirmed that Blackwater is involved within the week, if not within the next couple of days. Again, we are
encouraging... I believe from memory, I'm out here in the middle of a concentration camp field, that it's confirmed Blackwater, that AFP brags they work with Blackwater.
Yeah, absolutely. From the screenshots and them trying to take certain links off their website, it becomes irrefutable. And now, again, we're having listeners call in with double confirmation saying they have contacted Blackwater and they have confirmed that they do have units moving into Montana as we speak.
Listen, that's not just Steve saying that. I have people at grocery stores telling me. I have people that run bed and breakfasts telling me this. I have listeners calling in going, yeah, you drive along and there's troops crawling all around the side of the road and up the hills, and there's helicopters. But then I go in another bed and breakfast this morning, knock on the door, lady invites me in for coffee. She goes, yeah, I go out and look for dinosaur bones and pick flowers, and the Blackhawks fly right over. And she said, this just happened to me last week, just right outside town, because there's all these Indian arrowheads and fossils, and she was showing us dinosaur little fossils she found and stuff, dinosaur teeth, dinosaur gallstones, or gizzard stones, all this crazy stuff. And everybody we talk to is being harassed. This whole
real.
Alex on the ground in Hardin, Montana. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct. Your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call
1-800-409-5633. Go live. We are here. Hardin Detention Facility in Hardin, Montana. We have Becky Shea, the spokesman for American Police Force, here at this detention facility. Steve Quayle has major breaking news he's going to cover after he talks to Becky Shea, but I wanted to invite Steve on today because he originally really broke this, and he broke the felonies last Friday when he called me. I was so busy I didn't get on my radar screen until Sunday. It didn't break officially in mainstream news to the Billings Gazette yesterday. And so it's the front page of the Billings Gazette again today that this Serb gentleman is this 14-time felon. But I wanted to let Steve be able to talk to Becky Shea because she's been very, very helpful and has not been secretive like the other folks out here. So I wanted to hand the phone to her for 5 minutes, and Steve Quayle's going to give us huge breaking news and developments, and then we'll throw it back to Jason Burmuth, and I'll call in later in the next hour to recap this after the tour is complete. Steve Quayle, here is Becky Shea. Hi, Becky.
Hey, Steve, we were supposed to talk today. What a strange way to do it on Alex's phone, huh?
Well, yeah, that's wonderful, and thank you so much. Here's some of the questions that I think really need to be answered, okay? There has seemed to be a systematic effort to hide the true ownership, and I understand DPS, I understand the attorney Maziar Mappi, you know, describing the Santa Ana, California ownership, et cetera. But when you go to Angelino, or Eddie Angelino, have you ever met with him personally?
No, Steve, I haven't. And I just want to let you know that, and just to be fair, I'm telling you up front, and I hope your listeners, you know, are we on the air? Are your listeners here with us? I just had Alex hand me a phone. I don't know who I'm talking to altogether. Okay, we're on the air. I am not going to release the name of anyone we're affiliated with. And I know some, you know, I've visited with Mr. Mafi. The other name that you mentioned is not a name that I recognize. I can speak and will only speak for APF. I can't speak to other corporations that you visited with.
Okay,
the other thing that I want to let your listeners know, we are sitting in the edge. We are sitting in my black SUV. But there is no other, I am the only person with APF equipment in Hardin. There is no other equipment from APF in Hardin other than me and my laptop and this car.
Well, I got to tell you then, Becky, that contradicts multiple eyewitnesses that said initially there were 12 and then it went down to 3. And I have posted on my website the actual photographs of the seal that said American Police Force. And so here's a question.
Let me clarify for you that the seals were magnetic blockers that are gone. And I challenge you, and respectfully, Steve, I really do, I challenge you respectfully to find good proof that there were 12 vehicles in this town. Only 3 came into town, and I got one of them.
Okay, and with all due respect
to your sources, there were not 12 APF vehicles in this town.
Okay, now let's go to the issue, the privatization of police force in Hardin, okay? The idea was that there were those decals, and obviously someone gave the order to take them off because it was causing controversy when apparently, and since you won't discuss the ownership of the company, and I respect that, okay, but I'm only going to tell you that there's independent verification that has been supplied to both Alex Jones and myself from people in the law enforcement community showing
Defense Product Solutions.
Yeah, absolutely foreign ownership and aliases used that would, I think, make most Americans go, there's something going on. Now, are you familiar with the main reason why Alex, myself, and others are concerned when we hear about the privatization and the takeover of police forces in America?
Let's talk about that privatization issue, okay?
Okay.
Under Montana law, the only entity that can provide law enforcement services is local government.
So why they have the hold on 1 second, Becky. Hold on 1 second, Steve. Steve, are you getting it that another cutout is Defense Product Solutions out of Karachi, Pakistan? Because that's where the website goes to American Police Force.
That is an additional cutout for Kuwait, okay? And just I want to put Becky on notice, Becky. Not on notice, but I just want to give you information.
I'm going to hand you back over to her. I just wanted to get that out right now. Folks, this is mega huge because this is the plan for the whole United States. And, Becky, isn't it true that I've seen you quoted in the news and talking to folks on the phone that I've talked to that American Police Force does plan other facilities around the country?
Okay, first of all, I want to explain to people that I have a face for radio, and when Alex came over here and leaned in and yelled into the phone to Steve, my face lit up because I just thought it was funnier than I'll get out. That's the only, I just looked at you and went, oh my God.
There's no Serbs, there's no Muslims, everything's fine?
You know, you're just talking to a nice Montana girl right now. Steve, let me get back on topic for just a minute. But if you would please give me the opportunity to respond to the question that we were on when Alex came over and cracked me up. And we were talking about what I was saying was the only way that law enforcement services can be delivered in Montana is through a local governmental entity. Now, that's the city of Hardin. And I'm sure you understand, and I think your Montana listeners understand, but your audience is much larger than that. So give me 3 minutes to explain the context of why Hardin doesn't have a police force. Do we have time to do that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Back in 1976, Hardin and Bighorn County took advantage or used the structure allowed under Montana law to consolidate their law enforcement services. By doing so, the Sheriff's Office provides all in law enforcement within the city of Hardin in addition to all of Bighorn County. There has been negotiations between the city and county most recently that have come to the point that they are choosing to deconsolidate law enforcement, and Hardin will create its own police department. Now, folks, think about it. It is incredibly expensive to create, to develop, to build from the ground up a police department. And this community is going to try and do that in one of the poorest counties in the state of Montana. So that amplifies the challenges. This summer, when TRA, Two Rivers Authority, Hardin's economic development arm, was working with representatives of APF to... Alex is laying in at me again, and I jumped.
Hold on one second. Steve, I just want to bring up Article 2, Section 33 of the Montana Incorporation as a state and a legislature and the duly convened powers of the people in the sovereign state of Montana in the United States. It says, importation of armed persons, no armed person or persons of armed body of men shall be brought into the state for the preservation of peace or the suppression of domestic violence except upon application of the legislature or of the governor, when the legislature cannot be convened for further, and then it goes on. Now, here's the issue. They did put the decals on the cars. The head of the Port Authority, as they call it, Two Rivers, has said that it's a wish list. You know, the point is, you got a 14-time felon. You got all this secrecy. They won't tell us who the owner of the company is. Becky, you're nice to talk to us, and we appreciate it. But people are concerned and freaked out about all of this because every red flag you could push up is popping up. We've got Arabs. We've got Serbs. We've got Germans. We've got Brits crawling all over the place around here. The people are freaking out. I mean, is this some type of Red Dawn scenario, Becky?
Alex, if you quit taking the phone away from me, you'd know that we were already talking about that. Stay and listen or leave me alone, buddy. Come on. Okay, here's the deal. So as part of meeting the needs of the city of Hardin, where we're coming in and we're going to be a neighbor, Hardin said, we need help with the infrastructure. APF said, we want to provide your first vehicles. We'll bring them in. You can have the vehicles. Now, this was before I was hired with APF. The decision was made to buy temporary prototype magnetic placards to go on the doors that would say, that would let the people of Hardin know what their police vehicles could look like. One of the things that your kind viewers who took those pictures and provided to you of the decals, right, Steve, you got those pictures. Alex said he did.
Yes, I did.
Hello? Okay. The thing that they missed was the sign on the back window that said, not for official use in transport only. So...
Well, forgive me.
They didn't get the whole picture. It's kind of like the 312 thing we talked about. Let me keep doing that because I promised your listeners that I would explain this to them.
Well, right, but you've had now three minutes. Let me just respond 1 minute to that.
No, wait a minute. Alex took the phone for 90 seconds.
Okay.
Alex came on the line, and he talked about bringing armed folks into Montana. The gentleman...
No, we're reading the state constitution. I know that's evil,
but no, it's not evil. I live by it.
You can't say that because it is unconstitutional. You can't say you live by something that's unconstitututional. Now, the thing that is that I think you need to be aware. No, you need to be aware.
Let me finish.
No, let me finish because you're saying something that I don't get a chance to respond to, okay?
Okay.
Those details carried a Serbian crest on them. We tracked the ownership of the company that used that. APF took down their website. Seriously, you need to know this. Well, my webmaster and I were on the phone. It was down, it was up, it was down, it was up. The thing is that one thing led to another, Becky, and I'm just saying this. It is conceivable that what you know is what you know, what you've been told, and you take it at face value. And I understand Hardin's economic plight. I live in Montana, have for the past 40 years, so I know what's going on, okay? But the thing that I think that you're losing focus on is that the people are seeing a bigger picture just than Hardin's financial dramas. The idea is this.
Let me address two topics that you've brought to me. Number one is the section of our Constitution that Alex read to you. The context that was brought up in is, how are you going to staff a detention facility and do it within the Constitution. What we do is we do it legally. We hire local people. We train them to a level required by the state of Montana, and the state of Montana has stringent certification requirements for detention officers.
Steve, I want to throw it back to you. We're going to break here in about 4 minutes. And we want to get the tour finished here, but I want to go ahead and just give you the floor until we go out to break. Then later in the I guess the show is got about an hour and 10 minutes left, correct?
Correct.
Guys at the network?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Steve, I just want to give her the last word and throw it to you in this segment, the next, for the other breaking news you have. But I want to give Becky, just as we go to break here, about 2 minutes, then you throw it to break in the last 2 minutes. Come back with Steve Quayle. Okay, Steve?
That's fine.
Okay, here's Becky. Becky, a final comment because we're about to go to break.
Steve, my only comment at this point is that I want to thank you and Alex and all of your listeners for giving me an opportunity to talk today. As I've said in local media all day, my focus is on the people of Hardin, and some of them are gathered around me now. We're going to be outside now because I'm going to finish the tour of the property here. So I'm going to say goodbye to you and your viewers or your listeners.
Thank you very much, Steve, you and I had a
little plan to meet and have me be on your show. You kind of got a little bit usurped by Alex there. So let's you and I do another show together, okay?
Sure, but again, I want to make it clear,
Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
I want to get your comment, and I'm going to get off the phone and let you come back in the next segment. I just want to point out that all these people running this are foreigners. They have to hire a local to be their front person because they're all foreigners.
Right, and Alex, the main issue is that the Hardin city limits versus the reservation. There are different laws that apply.
This is on the reservation. Hardin,
right.
For those that don't know, is on the line of the state and the Crow. That's what it says on my roadmap they gave me at their car rental. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. That's what I'm saying. And for those that we'll talk when we come back after the break, all you have to see is the parallel to the Cabazon. For those that don't know about it, what that means is you can get away with, you can get away with everything you want that's unconstitutional when you're doing it in a territory versus the United States. So there are legal questions, and I believe that's what the real crux of the matter is. You can do things in a reservation. We have the Cabazon Indian Reservation, California, Inslaw Promise Software, CIA, and that's where it all goes, Alex.
I think we just dropped Alex Jones. We have Steve Quayle with us. Alex Jones on the ground in Hardin, Montana. This is just simply unbelievable. She's pretty much confirming that this is a foreign-run Merc service called American Police Force. How ironic. It is hardly American. It is hardly what the Founding Fathers stood for, to bring in foreign mercenaries to police the American populace, Steve.
Absolutely, Jason. I'm looking at the aliases of one man that supposedly is the head of the APF, and we've got at least a half a dozen. No, I'm sorry. One, two. I'll count them off screen. I'll send this to you. Probably 8 or 9 Middle Eastern aliases. You guys track the Pakistani tie. I track the Kuwaiti tie. The bottom line is that we're really, really dealing with. Can I tell you something? We're dealing with the surface. And I understand the Hardin people. They want jobs. That place has been so depressed. That's not the issue. The issue is there major foreign entities that are going to be training mercs used against us, and it's the ideal place to take people under whatever. Now, look, I stand by the person that sent me the information. They were told by a city council member that the whole situation was the forced vaccinations, the gun issue, etc. And when we come back, I want to address those with Alex.
Absolutely. We're going to have you on for one more segment. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Vermes sitting in. Just an amazing amount of intel coming in from Hardin, Montana. Again, USA Today picking up on the story. The Boston Herald picking up on the story. It's just unbelievable to me that we now live in a country where they can hire a multiple felon with civil suits pending against him of over $1 million in losses. Somebody who has been a con man acting as though he is a car salesman, an arts dealer, a foreign military man, someone who advised on the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and this is the guy that's going to head this up. And like you said, they're going to use tribal lands to train foreign mercenaries and militaries. This was foreshadowed this summer with National Level Exercise 09, where they went into FEMA Region 6, which included Montana, by the way, and they took over national, regional, local, and tribal governments, prepping them for this situation, and now we have it coming true fruition in front of our eyes, Steve.
And you've laid it out absolutely perfectly. The thing is, though, the timetable has now been moved up. And that's the thing, Jason, that I'm really concerned with, because while Alex is on the ground in Hardin, Montana, having flown into Billings, all the people he's meeting there, I mean, I'll tell you one thing that Montanans are. Montanans, just as they say it like they see it and they call it like it is, okay? We're too rural. Where Alex is incredibly rural. The area around the Pryor Mountains is incredibly rural. So when you've got hardworking Montanans, eyewitnesses talking to Alex and sending me emails while we're on the air together, I got to tell you something. This isn't Bravo Sierra. This is real-time warning. And here's the thing that people don't understand. This is how they're working across the country. The powers that be that are going to put us under martial law are buying off, bribing, and giving bonuses, if you will, to people that tell on people. I mean, this is just so out of control. And
they are targeting economically destitute areas where people are willing to go along to get along. Next segment coming up with Steve Quayle. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma, sitting in the latest over at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
We We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Alex on the ground in Hardin, Montana, getting the tour from Becky Shea, the front person, the spokeswoman for all of this, only divulging so much. A very nice, well-meaning lady. But we've got a ton of well-meaning idiots out there that are allowing this progression to occur. I really hope that she decides it's not enough to just go along to get along, and she realizes that this is a violation of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. This is against everything that Americans who believe in those documents stand for. Steve, can you just give us a quick overview of how this has developed over the last week, and then the FBI ties you just discussed with me off air?
Well, I think the thing that people need to understand real quickly is this has been developing, especially in Hardin, Montana, over the last probably year primarily, and economically destitute areas, not just in Montana, but in other states that can be used for training of foreign mercenaries, and let's call them what they are, Jason. Who are these mercenaries going to be used against? I think this is what the big picture that's being lost in, well, is it really going on in Hardin or not? All those of you that are sending all these emails saying, well, it's not really true or blah, 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 what you don't understand is that the idea simply is this, to preposition the troops that all of us have been warning about for years, and not only the ones that are currently prepositioned throughout the country, but when the declaration of martial law is declared either by a weapon of mass destruction over Washington, D.C., New York, London, wherever it proceeds from, or it's the biological plague generated in the laboratory, in which, by the way, Jason, two more bio-agents of world renown have just been murdered in the last 2 weeks, murdered. The idea is this, ladies and gentlemen, that we're talking about a reservation town, Hardin, Montana, that's been hit by incredibly, incredibly bad economics. We have a good idea. There was a $27 million prison built there. Basically, it did not meet state specifications. Our governor and I think one of our our senators were sued to be able to allow the private utilization of that prison. Now, isn't it interesting that the only prison that could be utilized, at least the only available prison, is in Hardin, Montana, which happens to be on a reservation, which fits the same category as Guantanamo Bay, which basically Alex brought up.
Yeah, absolutely.
The presence of foreign troops in the state of Montana, Jason, is overwhelming, okay? We've got Helena, Montana, our capital, welcoming troops from Tajikistan. We've got the bases. We've got one of the biggest former SAC bases, and we've got one of the major Air Force bases in the whole United States, Maelstrom Air Force Base, with who knows what's going on up there, and that's in Great Falls. And then we've got the reports of 7,000 mercenaries of Blackwater being hired to secure the Montana border against people fleeing the United States into Canada when it all comes down. So we've got all of this being focused right now on Hardin, Montana, and as Alex said, hey, you just said it too. We've got a felon who seems to be the front man, but when we go beyond the front men, when we go beyond the front women, and we get to the heart of the matter, we've got the potential to have a very, very major strategic placement of foreign troops, mercenaries, and quite candidly, the money that it brings in is nothing. That's the other thing I didn't get a chance to ask Becky, is where does all this money come from? Because what we're looking at is basically very sophisticated funds. We're looking at a model where you basically come in and buy the population, economically distressed areas, and they're doing the same thing, by the way, in major cities across the United States in giant warehouses. So we're at the point now where the timetable has been ramped and amped up. How much time do we have?
We got about 60 seconds in this segment. On the other side, Steve, I want you to discuss how far this goes. I mean, is this a federal program? We've heard Obama say we need a police force that's just as strong, just as well-funded as the military. We've seen the youth corps being rolled out through city year. We've seen the economy becoming crushed as they announce a carbon tax. We've seen them say, no, there aren't mandatory vaccinations, but the military has mandatory vaccinations. And, oh, there's mandatory vaccination at the school, too. We are losing this country. Back after this, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.